3D cubes, or programmatically selecting parts of a cube in Blender's geometry nodes. I just figured out how to identify locations of parts of a cube. You have to create a point cloud around the cube. A point is a really primitive idea, and it does not show up on the finished product. It serves as a very valuable anchor. A point is just an X, Y, and Z, also called a vector. So it's a vector cloud. And as you can imagine, 3D geometry nodes are all about those X, Y, Z vectors. Just to clarify, a point can't help you manipulate the cube. It is just a thing that gets glued on top of the cube in steps down the road. It is a useful concept for attaching things to a cube without doing extra math that clogs up your visual program. You don't have to calculate the vector or the XYZ of the center of the face of the cube, because you can just put a point there and reference it instead. And if you resize the cube by giving it new dimensions later on, that point will update its XYZ or vector, because that calculation is actually applied downstream from where you would be normally resizing your cube. When I was making the superhero belt hinge, I used the curve line, another invisible primitive. It's basically the string of a necklace. There you say what you want to put on it. It came as a bit of a surprise to me that unlike the more complex and visible meshes like the cube, the line asked for the start point and the end point. It asked for the two vectors, the XYZ vectors, that edges of a cube have. Normally, you would need to use a little bit of math to calculate them based on the size of a cube. But with a point cloud around the cube, you have everything done for you. These points, or XYZ units, or vectors, all have an ID number that I have to locate by hand, but that is okay because you already get the math that you need. So I wrap my initial cube operations in a group or a custom component, and this allows me to give it custom properties on the component. So here I can create start of bottom hinge and end of bottom hinge and start of top hinge and end of top hinge. And this will return the four vectors that I need, that I will then feed into my hinge creation component or group. Being able to select parts of a cube or identify where the parts are at is a huge deal for creating objects for 3D printing. And it is a huge deal for programming 3D geometry. The point cloud is basically your mouse in the world of programming. The mouse that is no longer available to you because you are no longer editing an object, but programming it. So you can't really click on anything. Just to clarify some things, normally, a 3D cube is represented by three categories of things that are invented to help you manipulate different ideas for different purposes. Vertices, which mark the corners. Edge lines, or edges, which connect the vertices together in the correct way to make a kind of a wireframe. And then faces, which specify what parts of the wireframe are filled. If you wanted to move a corner of a cube up, you don't worry about the lines or a face, you just move the vertex, and the edge line and face automatically recalculate themselves for you. If you wanted to move the lower side of a cube to make a primitive shoe-like shape, you move one of the four bottom edge lines, connecting the two vertices, so that you don't have to worry about aligning them. Moving the edge or edge line will automatically recalculate your vertices and the face. If you want to stretch a cube upwards, you just grab the top face and pull up. This will move all four vertices and all four edge lines for you. Vertices, edges, and faces represent a useful concept for operating on 3D geometry. When you are programming a cube, all these concepts still apply, but you don't really model a cube by modeling the vertices, edges, and faces. Not really. You create one with the correct dimensions, or you connect the dimensions to a little properties box, so that when you change a property of a cube, the cube also updates. To adjust things that go on top of a cube, you may use a point cloud. This will cause your additions to automatically move when you change the cube, because points mark abstract areas on a cube. Points can be glued to the centers of all the faces, the middle of all the edge lines, or right where the vertices are. To programmatically make a cube change its size, you can only address a vertex or the corners of a cube. So if you want to pull the top of a cube up, you have to know the index number of all the vertices. It's probably 0, 1, 2, 3 for the bottom, and 4, 5, 6, 7 for the top. But I suspect in the future version of Blender, you will be able to reference faces and edges, though they will probably still be numbered 0, 1, 2, 3, etc. But I think the real winner here is the point cloud, because it attaches itself exactly where you need it, so that your calculations are always super simple. Finally, I wanted to add that geometry nodes in Blender are very new. It's just happening right now. Stuff is still incomplete. There's, for example, no bevel node. You can't round off the edges of a cube very easily at the moment. Now is a really good time to start learning Blender, because even the pros are struggling at the moment. You can learn along with the pros and get good when they are better. But personally, I would say, if you are going to learn Blender, get a 3D printer. Because the ability to create things on your screen and then put them in your pocket, oh my goodness, that will just keep you with Blender for months and months, if not years, and will help you learn more and more as you create more and more. And parents, please note that you should not buy any plastic blocks for your kids. Just get them a 3D printer so that they can print out their own.
Mother, could you give me those 3D blocks?
Now you sure a sunshine and getting them, cause we got a 3D printer at home.
But Mother...
I'm serious. You're just gonna have to print out your own plastic blocks. But tell you what, we can get three more printers so that you can print them four times as fast.
Shut the front door. I mean, thank you, Mother.